Live from the Labo Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, Blaine's Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week's Packer special guest, Joe Thomas! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry Bunkerin!
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live, where unfortunately we're already waiting for next year. Since it is over, I've composed an ode dedicated to the season. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's called Ode to the Season, Now That It's Over. Thank you, Frank. Goes something like this. Spent the regular season worried about this and that, I respectfully submit just a pile of crap. We wrung our hands and searched for the reason after that 6-0 start. What happened to our season? Maybe it was the receivers or the plays that were called when all we really needed was some playoff football. Played good in Washington, even better in Phoenix. No shame in that loss. Put away the Kleenex. Thanks again, Frank. It's not over. Turns out we were good. Unfortunately, not great. But we're always in the mix, and that's not a bad fate. Say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is agile, mobile, and hostile. Please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Joe Thomas. Welcome, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for being here. Joe, let's go back to Saturday night in that Cardinal game. And let's fast forward.
Okay.
After the offense failed to make it on fourth down, you guys go out there and hold them to a field goal real close. And then, during the offense's ensuing drive, it's fourth and 20, 55 seconds left, down 20-13, and the offense is on the four, and they hit a pass to Jeff Janis for 60 yards. You are thinking what?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a great play by Aaron. Great catch by Janis. You know, and keep the season alive.
Well, then, we're not through. There are 5 seconds remaining on the clock, and Aaron and company are still 41 yards away from the promised land, and Joe Thomas is thinking what?
Once again, oh my God. No, well, when that happened, well, when I, well, 5 seconds left, I started thinking of Detroit, and I was like, man, this is going to happen again, and lo and behold, it happened again.
All right, wonderful play, great throw, great catch, lots of momentum, lots of energy, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Then you guys get your crack at it early in overtime. And the Fitzgerald play, the play, kind of the backbreaker. Did you look at that as, from the Cardinal perspective, it's kind of a broken play. The guy's running for his life, and he just heaves it across the field. It's not just the way they drew it up. Kind of a broken play, or do you look at it as a breakdown in execution by the Packer defense?
I mean, I guess a little of both. But at the end of the day, it was a broken play. It's tough, you know, because when you're back deep back there, you see the quarterback moving around like that. I guess some guys probably thought he was sacked and, you know, things like that. But, you know, Carson Palmer made a good play, got the Larry, and the rest is history.
Yes, the rest is history. I was going to show the winning touchdown, but we don't need to see it. I would like to talk about, besides the overtime, what did you think of the overall defensive effort on your guys' part? I thought it was really strong. Yeah, what did you feel about it?
I thought we came out with great energy from, you know, the start of the game to the end of the game. And we played very fundamental football. We were prepared, you know, a great week of preparation. And it shows, Saturday night, yeah.
Joe, was part of your game plan to pressure Carson Palmer, and I don't mean just rush him, I mean bring extra folks from time to time. Was that part of your game plan?
Oh, that's part of the game plan. Any week is, you know, get pressure on the quarterback and not let him set his feet and feel comfortable back there, force him into bad decisions.
Now, Joe, something else I noticed in this game, and correct me if I'm wrong, now you're always the dime linebacker. I see Joe Thomas, number 48 on the field. I know they're in dime. However, you also got a number of repetitions when you guys were in your basic nickel alignment.
Yeah.
Sometimes you call it quarter. What was the deal with that?
You know, that package featured more of a, you know, man concepts and, you know, just featured. We figured, you know, better matchups for our defense.
Well, Joe, hang on to your stocking cap because it's time to go. In the huddle.
In the huddle,
the exciting segment where we dissect a play or plays, that's a little hint, with the player who made it or them. Okay, Joe, this is a couple consecutive plays actually from the third quarter. Uh-huh. And here you are, of course, right here. And this is one of those nickel plays we were talking about.
Yeah.
And you're going to blitz on the play. And if we could roll the tape, I'd like to take it to about here. Now, are you thinking, okay, there's Joe, there's Carson Palmer, and there's nobody in between.
Yeah.
What is Joe thinking then?
I'm thinking put my helmet into his chest and get the ball out. Yeah, pretty much it.
Well, because Joe's a fast guy, they're trying to get a tackle around to block him. Not going to happen. And this is exactly the way pass defense is supposed to work. Joe's going to get a nice hit on Carson Palmer. There we go.
He got a little shove on me.
What's that?
So you got a little shove on me.
Oh, yeah. Nice hit on him. And here's what happens when you get pressure on the quarterback. You get a nice incomplete pass downfield. Well done. Now, very next play, you're into the dime look, okay? Uh-huh. And here's Joe right here. And I've watched this, so I know what's coming. And you have got Larry Fitzgerald in coverage. Now, when you realize that, Joe, are you thinking, you know, I'm fast, but I'm not that fast? What are you thinking when you got him one-on-one?
I'm just thinking, do my job the best of my ability. That's it.
Okay, well, that was good advice to yourself, because let's roll the tape. Watch this, folks. Watch Joe's one-on-one coverage on Larry Fitzgerald. Maintaining inside-out leverage, he goes to kind of curl. That's pretty well done, isn't it, Joe?
Yes, sir.
You get a plus on that play,
yeah.
Don't you? Well, they love, in the second half, they love going to Larry Fitzgerald, but they can't go to him right here because Joe's right there. So they go downfield, and by golly, look what happens. Ha-ha, Clinton Dix gets the interception. That worked out well,
yeah,
too, didn't
it? Yes, it did.
Two excellent plays, Joe Thomas. Coming up, this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph. Starring Brittany. Thank you, Third Short. Welcome back. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Brittany. Brittany, where are you from?
Appleton.
As a Ute, did you play sports?
I did not. I played a little bit of volleyball, but I was a young Brett Favre on the block.
Okay, well, that, I don't know what that says exactly, but we'll take your word for it. Anyway, if you can learn the football skill Joe's about to coach you on, you will earn his autograph. How's that,
perfect,
Brittany? Okay, what are we going to learn, Joe?
We're going to do a little hook, two, drop, and break. And you have to catch the ball. You have to.
Okay. So how does she do that? What does she have to do?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set you up. I'm the quarterback.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look in the direction. You're going to, you know, like backpedal. Well, I'm going to open your hips in that direction. Settle, set your feet, and then break when I pull you forward.
Yeah.
Okay, so just kind of follow his eyes and the ball and stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay, why don't you? Okay, he's the quarterback. You're the linebacker, the dime linebacker. Your job is to defend the pass. Okay, let me get out of the way so we get a good look at it.
All right.
Start running this way.
I'm going to, let's do it.
Ready? Huh? Ready. I'm ready.
A little delayed fuse there, Brittany, but well done. Did she earn your autograph, Joe?
Yes, sir, she did.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Brittany is getting Joe's autograph. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Joe Thomas, possibly Brittany, and certainly Cody.
All right,
stay with us. Thank you. Welcome back. It is time for I Want to Talk About Me.
I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
I want to talk about me, the exciting segment where we talk to our guests about our guest. Joe, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Joe, you've had a very interesting season. Mm-hmm. And last year on the practice squad, this year, you're on the Dallas Cowboy practice squad. They, the Green Bay Packers, sign you like on September 21st, and 1 week later, you are officially the dime linebacker. How was that? And you play that role. It's like a starting position on defense. You played it against Kansas City 1 week later. How was that? Was that kind of a, this is crazy the way this is working out?
Yeah, it's exactly crazy. It was like a roller coaster ride for me, you know, emotions up and down. And at the end of the day, I'm just happy, you know, I'm draped in a gold and green and gold.
Something I talked to you about when you first got back, Joe, was, and you said something, I said, like, we like to think Green Bay is something special. And so how does it feel coming back and now that you have something to compare it to with the Dallas Cowboys? And you said there's a big difference between organizations and so forth. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Just the cohesiveness of the team, just how close everyone is and the organization from the top to the bottom, man, is just totally different. I just feel like here the fans are better. They have the greatest fans in the NFL. You know, it's just a top notch organization.
Couldn't agree more. First class in every respect. Now, one of the reasons, now you're not the biggest man on earth, but one of the reasons you are playing professional football is the fact that when you tackle people, they stay tackled. There's something about Joe Thomas, case closed. Where does that come from, Joe?
This is in my DNA, man. I don't know. It's in my DNA. It's in my makeup. When I see the ball, I just try to go get it and try to make the most forceful tackle I can. You know?
Would you say, as much as it is technique, I mean, there is some technique to tackling, but a lot of it's just wanting to do it?
Oh, yes, no doubt. You have to have a want-to tackle another human being that doesn't want to be tackled, yeah.
Now, you came back, and they had a specific role in mind for you, dime linebacker, which means you were on the field in lots of passing situations.
Yeah.
Now, and looking at your college history at South Carolina State, you were a tackling machine, player of the year in your conference because you had 8 million tackles. But now, not just tackling, but maybe even more so is covering people. Mm-hmm. How has that adjustment gone? Because that's a whole different deal, huh?
It's totally different, but I'm an athlete, so I feel like it wasn't that really of a challenge for me. I have great speed, and you know, I used to be a running back, so I kind of have a feel of like what guys want to do on the offensive side of the ball, so It's not really tough for me.
Joe, is it kind of cool having a specific role like you are, the dime linebacker?
Yeah, it's very cool. You know, DP always says third down is my down. So, you know, I love hearing that, you know. But yeah, I love hearing that.
Now, something else about your game I've noticed, Joe. Now, you are a very nice young man, but on the field you're not so nice. You tend to get the last shove in. I mean, and I've seen you actually shove guys hard enough they end up on their rear ends. I mean, what's the story with that, Joe?
I just don't want to be the guy taking the punishment. Like, you know, you have to give out punishment before you, like, receive it. So, you know, I just don't want to be that guy that just goes around just taking it.
Better to give than receive when it comes to punishment. All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Joe from our live in the audience. Here at the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field. All right. Thank you, Third Sergeant. We are back. Joe Thomas, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Ryan.
I love your shades, Ryan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your question?
What do you like to do in the off season?
In off season, I like to go back home, visit with family in South Carolina, and train in Charlotte.
Wonderful. Next up we have?
Reagan.
And Reagan, what's your question?
What was the biggest change going from the Cowboys to the Packers?
The biggest change? The playbook. like when I went to Dallas, the plays were like Chinese to me. So, you know, I was so relieved to get back in Green Bay to something that I knew.
Hey, Joe, does Jerry Jones kind of hang around the team a lot? What's the deal with that?
Oh, yeah. His family, everybody's at practice in the press box walking around. And I saw him a couple times getting treatment on, I don't know, whatever. You know, he's around there a lot.
Jerry Jones getting treatment. That ought to be. You wonder what for, don't you? Okay. Next up we have?
Owen.
The Owenator. I think you've been here before, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Owenator. What's your question?
What are you going to do on the off season to get better for next season?
Coach Owen.
Well, first, I think I'm going to put on a little bit more weight. You know, that's pretty much it. You know, watch myself and see whatever needs to be worked on and try to get faster, you know.
Wouldn't that be fun to have to put on weight? That's a dream job. Okay. What's your name?
Ben.
And Ben, what's your question?
What is your favorite memory from being on the Packers?
It's a lot of them. When we played Dallas, and it was fourth and whatever, they threw the ball to Darren McFadden, and I broke up the pass. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I usually saw that play earlier tonight. That's all we have time for. Thank you, Joe. Thanks to our questioners. And Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what lovely parting gift does that lucky questioner receive?
Well, my favorite question was from Ben, and Ben gets his stuffed Aaron Rodgers doll that looks exactly like him.
What was that about? All right, coming up, we'll wrap up the show and the season on Packers Live. Stay with us. Stay nice, Joe. I don't know who got it. Welcome back. One more time with Joe Thomas. Joe, as you look at your season individually, now that it's over, do you feel pretty good about it? I think you ought to.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about my first NFL season, but, you know, it's always room for improvement. I feel like I could have made plays here or there, but, you know, that's always.
When the season ends, you know, this particular team that I'm sure you enjoyed being a part of will never quite be the same again.
Yeah, it's crazy, but that's part of the business, and, you know, you have to go through that, and, you know, new players come in, and they just have to step up.
Joe, thank you for being here. Have a great offseason. Thank you for watching. Until next time, whenever that is, take care.